If men would learn this one truth, it would make them much more content. See, you live in a culture. It's just like if you ever drive around like new neighborhoods and things and look at the houses that are being built. When I was a kid, only millionaire doctors lived in those kind of houses. But now we expect if we work in a factory part-time, we ought to live in that kind of house. We have come to the idea that we are the culture that deserves absolutely everything. We deserve it. Whether we deserve it or not, we still deserve it. And we think that we ought to be able to live the lifestyle of the rich and famous. But don't you know that Jesus said the lifestyle of the rich and famous is the very thing that sends them to hell? No, sir, you're not. Do not be deceived by thinking that you ought to have a pretty easy life and you ought to be able to go on a lot of vacations and you ought to be able to hunt and fish anytime you want and you ought to be able to come home from work and you've provided the bacon and sit down in a chair and be like a dead log the rest of the night because you deserve it. No, sir, that's wrong. You are to live by the sweat of your brow. That is your life as a man. You have many obligations to fulfill, and there are very little time of rest for you. I'm sorry, that's manhood. That's manhood. The fact of the matter is, we are to rise up early, and we are to work. And we are to come home from work, and then our work begins. We have a wife to care for who needs a lot more than just bringing home the bacon. And we have children that must be mentored and discipled. And when we go to bed, we collapse on that bed and we wake up the next morning.